Bonnie, who's calling us from Edmonds. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Say, I've called in many times, but this time I'm calling for my grandson, who's 16, over 6 feet tall, and has a bad case of acne. And I'm wondering what you could recommend other than pharmaceuticals.
Couple of things, ma'am. There was a publication in 1971 called When the Eskimo Comes to Town. It had, I'm not kidding, it had to do with the building of all those radar stations across the north of Canada. You may remember hiding under your desk when you were a kid because the Soviets were going to get us with a bomb and our desks were going to protect us or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah, right. I didn't believe it even then. Okay. The other key factor was that in the north of Canada, where these radar stations were built in the late 40s, early 50s, I should say early 50s mostly, the Canadian Mounted Police had taken the census up there by taking everybody's picture. Nobody needed to know how to read and write way up there, and so nobody read or wrote. So they took everybody's picture and put them in a file, and they did that starting in 1890 all the way through 1960, and this paper was written in 1970 or something like that. Okay, well, what the authors of the paper were amazed at is that until 1950, there was no acne. Nobody had acne. None of the teenagers had it at all. And in 1960, they all had acne. What happened? Well, the difference is that they had switched from the native diet, totally unprocessed, unrefined, and the only things you can find in the Arctic, they had switched from that to a grocery store diet, because now a lot of the Eskimos were hired to sweep the floors and do that kind of stuff in all the radar stations, and so they were eating sugar and refined flour and all that kind of stuff, and here comes all these cases of acne. So that's number one. And the number two study was done in the tropics, so it's not just the native diet up there. The same thing happened in the tropics. As I think the island was called Kitavana. No acne at all in all of those people. Okay. They started feeding them a Western diet, and damned, all the teenagers got acne. It occurs at teenage years the most. So one of the things that's hard to convince many teenagers about is you got to get rid of the sugar. You got to get rid of the refined flour. You got to get rid of all that stuff.
Okay.
And the acne does get better. Now, here's the other thing, though, that might blow you away, ma'am. It blew me away, and I read it, and this lady, she is smart. She was a Fulbright scholar. Her acne finally went away in her 30s when she found that it was caused by the fluoridation in the water. I'm not kidding. Here's her name, because you can look this up online. You can look up her name, which is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Melissa Gallico, G-A-L-L-I-C-O.
G-A-L-L-I-C-O. I-C-O. Oh, thank you.
And you... just put into your search engine, Melissa Gallico acne book, and it'll come up. And she goes through all this stuff in English, thank goodness. She's a Fulbright scholar, but she's not a medical scientist, so she doesn't try to impress us with fancy words. She hasn't had any acne since she got rid of that, and she deliberately tried it, and her acne came back. So it's not just the unprocessed and refined, it's getting rid of the fluoridation in your water.
Okay. And her last name is spelled G-A-L-L-I-C-O or E?
I-C-O, just like you said.
Okay, thank you. Very good. And what about vitamin A?
Very good idea. I was coming to that, so thank you getting me to it. Oh, no. I think I can use all the hints I can get. Anyway, there was a study that Dr. Gaby likes to cite on young men and young women. These are in their college young years, 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. And the young men took, hold on to your chair, 50,000 units of vitamin A a day. I'm sorry, 500,000 units of vitamin A a day. And the young women took 400,000 units a day, and they did it for 6 months. And there was a substantial decrease in their acne. Now, I cannot recommend those kind of doses to anybody over the phone.
Right.
I haven't seen nothing like that. But you could go very safely to 50,000 or 100,000 because it's not as much as it sounds in milligrams and micrograms. And we also are notified when we're taking too much vitamin A because our cerebral spinal pressure goes up and we get a headache. So if we start getting a headache with vitamin A, fine, stop.
Okay.
Cut it back.
Okay.
Last thing, zinc.
Uh-huh.
Zinc was studied against antibiotics. The most absorbable form of zinc It's called zinc picolinate. You can find it in all the natural food stores. There's a company in there out there who combines 2 milligrams of copper with 30 milligrams of zinc, which is a very good idea because we take zinc for a long time without copper. It pushes too much copper out of the body. And 30 milligrams of that twice a day was just as effective as the antibiotics were. So we've got the diet, which is really basic. We now have Ms. Gallico, and really it's a very impressive book, telling us how fluoridation affects the skin. And then we got vitamin A, and then we got zinc, and now it's time for me to shut up.
Okay. Okay, so is that 50,000 milligrams or...
Oh, it comes in international units.
Oh, UI. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all of this. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and I hope that's somewhat helpful. And
I think it will be, and have a happy new year.
Okay.
You thank you for everything. Bye-bye.